UFOs and militaries. I wonder what one has to think about the statement from Japan saying its military pilots have never seen a UFO. Originally, I saw an article which stated just their pilots, not only military pilots, had never seen a UFO. In this day and age when many military forces in the world have said they have encountered UFOs in the skies, it is hard to believe Japan is an exception. We know their civilian pilots have certainly been chased by UFOs, and there is at least one video purporting to show the Japanese shooting a missile from the ground at a UFO. Be that as it may, the Japanese are now adapting guidelines for UFO reporting by the military pilots. If the pilots have never seen a UFO, why bother? Could it be the Japanese have been covering up the sightings for decades? Look what happened to their civilian pilot who reported a UFO was following his plane as he flew a JAL airliner to Alaska in 1986. The poor guy was no longer allowed to fly, and it seems like he was admonished severely for even reporting it. It makes one think, doesn't it? Maybe a couple of Japanese military pilots reported what they saw in the beginning and it destroyed their lives when they reported them, which kept any others from doing the same thing. Reporting UFOs by people in the military in this country has been a big no-no over many years. No one wanted to be ridiculed or lose their flying status, so many of the encounters with UFOs were hushed up and never reported. Every once in a while, however, a report got out. When the US Navy allowed several UFO videos to be released officially, after they had been released a year or two ago, people began to suspect these objects were not true UFOs which were in the films. As a matter of fact, as I previously reported before, one of the pilots involved said as he took the video these were not the objects he saw. Could this be the reason the US Navy has backed up the original release of the video? Were the craft originally different, and could they have been some sort of secret US project which was going on, and were they be placed in the video by photoshopping the video? Maybe this is why US Navy allowed the film to be verified, because it never really showed anything which was real. Releasing it quieted down much of the speculation by UFO investigators who believe the video is real in all its content. I don't know if the video is altered, but if our government was involved in altering it, it could be a perfect job, so we might never know the truth. There are many unexplained events connected to UFO sightings, and one strange one has to do with our troops who were stationed in Korea. In 1951, there was an incident between UFOs and our troops. We had stationed the regiment around Kon. The regiment had just started to bombard the village when something very unexpected happened. A UFO appeared in the sky over their heads. The UFO headed into the area which was being shelled, and the shells seemed not to have had any effect on it. It changed color several times as the soldiers watched in amazement. Some of the soldiers fired armor-piercing shells at the object from their rifles. As the bullets hit it, it seemed to go crazy, radically moving from side to side with lights changing rapidly. The craft proceeded to attack the soldiers. Waves from a ray pulsed over them. One soldier described the event as being similar to being swept by the beam of a searchlight. The soldiers felt a burning sensation over their whole body, and they were rushed off to a bunker, and the UFO left. A few days later, an entire company of men had been victimized by the UFO and taken to a hospital because they had become too weak to walk. Their white blood cell count was extremely high, and one researcher commented they looks like people who had been affected by a high concentration of radiation. Could it be the reason we have so many UFO incidents with the military is aliens are watching us, since we are the strongest military power on Earth? If this is so, would a blooming military power such as the Chinese also be of interest in UFOs? We know there is interest in China by UFOs, and some of their airports have been shut down a couple of times because of UFO activity over them. Some want to know what happened during US fleet operations when UFOs appeared. The Chinese were conducting naval exercises in 2019 when a UFO flew over their ships. The exercise took place in the Bohol Sea and Bohol Straits. It was reported that the UFO was seen as it flew over several Chinese provinces before getting to the exercise. There has been no official explanation of what happened. If the Chinese are keeping this quiet, then we must assume there have been many other times when secrecy was more important to them than talking about the sighting, so we don't really know what happened when the UFO or UFOs flew over the fleet. Did the Chinese try and shoot them down, or did they just let them do their thing? The Chinese have shown they want to be first to find aliens. One indication of this was the fact they just built the biggest radio telescope in the world. Another might be the fact they want to go to the moon and to Mars and have made it no secret. We really don't know if the United States has discovered anything on Mars which they are keeping quiet about. There are those who suspect we have found artifacts which show intelligent beings lived on Mars at one time and left some of their technology behind. The Chinese might also know about this if it is true, and they want to get their share of this technology so they don't have to bother stealing it from us. Incidents with UFOs and militaries have been occurring for many years, and just because a country's government doesn't admit to it, certainly doesn't mean it has never happened. The militaries of the world have been seeing UFOs for quite some time. The famous Foo Fighters of World War II were thought to be American inventions by the Germans and German inventions by the Americans until it was finally realized neither was true.